Hello.
Hi there.
It's the Absolute Peach.
The Absolute Peach.
The 20th episode of the 10th season.
Season or series?
Series.
I'd say series.
Exactly 200 episodes.
Wow.
Give or take. Plus some, actually.
Mm.
At minimum 200 episodes. You're welcome.
Don't worry about it. Oh, do you want me to talk then?
Why are you silent?
No, just trying to freak you out.
Just forgotten how to do it.
No, I'm trying to freak you out.
You constantly freak me out.
Because I like
your
to...
Your beard freaks me out.
I like to keep you on your toes.
When I saw you tonight, we got the bus together tonight.
Yeah.
I only just thought of this. I haven't been plotting this.
We very rarely get the bus together.
Why are we getting the bus at our age, first of all? If you're getting the bus at our age, you're either a hobo,
I'll tell you why we're a drug addict. I'll tell you why we're getting the bus.
Go on.
Because we're down to earth people.
Mm.
We're, what do they call it? Salt of the earth. That's us. No matter how high we get, we'll always be common.
Salt.
Yeah. We'll always be, we'll always walk amongst the common man.
Mm.
No matter the peaks
I don't know about you.
We reach.
You might.
The heady times that we have.
I cruise by.
Do you?
On my bike.
Bicyclette.
Can't even say the word bike. But I saw you today, and your beard arrived about a minute before you arrived.
Well, I'm growing it again.
So substantial is it? Now, why can't you decide whether to have it or not? Because before you had the big beard that you used to carry, like
it was a bird's nest.
Change around.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, small
and
children.
Then you got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is it back?
Because I just kind of, again, I just thought, I think I preferred it with.
Right.
Prefer looking at my face with it on.
Why do you like looking at your own face?
Well, you have to, don't you? When you're doing your teeth, brushing your hair.
I don't.
Just generally, every time you walk past a reflective surface, you catch a glimpse of yourself at the gym. You're constantly looking at yourself, really.
See, I've noticed something about my face recently.
And, this should be good.
Now, did you know, probably do,
mm-hmm.
Did you know that...
It's about your face, and I almost certainly do.
There is a phenomenon known as sleep lines.
Right.
Sleep lines.
Okay.
And those are caused by, you guessed it, basically, the way you lie with your face on your pillow
right.
can make your face sort of crinkle up.
Not permanently.
And what happens is... if you sleep on the same side all the time,
the
crinkle in your face.
Don't say crinkle.
Okay, wrinkle.
That's borderline, I think.
I don't know if crinkle or winkle.
Crinkly old man.
Definitely don't say winkle. Wrinkle.
Crinkly winkle.
Crinkly, yeah.
Yeah, you can't say that.
Wrinkly, crinkly, winkle. Yeah, if you sleep on the same side of your face, you can get this line. Mm. And what I found last couple of weeks, I've noticed that I get this line and it's still there like halfway through the day.
What do you mean a line, though?
Like a line.
What do you mean a line?
Like a crease. But what do you think I mean by a line?
But
a felt tip pen. There's a permanent marker line down my face.
Well, that's
it's a trail of blood.
No, but what you're saying is...
What do you mean?
But
what
you're saying it like your face is folded in
yes,
half or something.
My face is folded in
and
half.
That never happens.
It does happen.
You never see somebody
right,
with a
look
line
at it. Look
all
at
the
my
way
face,
down
right,
their
look
face.
Look at my face. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When you
see
do that,
yeah, I'm pushing my cheek to the side, you see a line. Yeah,
you're creating a crinkle.
That line, that crease is always in the same place.
Well, I've never seen you with a crease like that.
I know, but it's because it feels like it's recent.
Really?
Yeah.
Getting old.
And I've been looking in the mirror thinking, where is that crease? Why have I got a line? And you can rub it out. You can massage it out, right? But if you don't massage it out, it can still be there hours later. So, and I've read that it just gets worse and worse.
Of course it does.
Until you get a line all the way down the side of your face.
Well,
like, which is hideous.
But I don't know if that's true or
it
not.
It is true. I've probably got it right now.
I think you've been reading too many women's magazines.
No, you can never read too many women's magazines.
Or just sleep on the other side then.
No, it's not as easy as that.
Well, it sounds like it
I
is.
Can't sleep on the other side.
What?
I can't sleep on my back.
Yeah, I can't sleep on my back.
And I can't sleep on the other side.
So which side do you sleep on then?
My left side.
Why can't you sleep on the right?
The line side. I just can't. What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean? Just flip over and go,
people
yeah, that's
have
fine.
Sides.
Yeah, but...
That's a thing.
I sleep on both.
Yeah, I don't think you do.
And I constantly flip until I go to sleep.
Like a fish out of water.
Yeah.
It must be an absolute dream to sleep next to. It's constantly flipping.
It's like the Exorcist.
You just do barrel rolls. Yeah. Like, you don't flip side to side. You just keep flipping in the same direction.
And because it's hot, especially in the summer.
Like you're on a spit. Yeah. Are you on a spit?
Pretty much. I'm basting. In my own juices, yeah.
Do you put yourself on a spit?
Yeah.
Does your girlfriend put a rod in your mouth and one in your ass?
No.
And rotate you over a moderate heat for the entire night until you're tender?
Let's say yes.
Yes.
Why not, eh?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, yes, definitely.
Wait. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. No, but I, you know.
That's one for the peach extract.
But I sleep on one side, or I'll try and, you know, I'll get into bed, lay on one side,
right.
And then after 10 minutes or whatever, you kind of feel like, oh, it feels a bit weird, doesn't it? Like all the blood's gone to one side. So then you flip over, you flip over and it feels nice again.
What do you mean?
You can feel it like soaking through. Soaking through your body, yeah.
You can't feel.
You can. You,
it's like you're a hollow, like a chocolate Santa or something.
No.
With caramel inside.
No, quite.
You just turn it to one side and it's all just immediately there. No. And you're completely hollow.
Not
the
hollow,
side.
No, quite the opposite. I'm like, you know, I've got stuff in me.
Well, is that why you're continuously churning?
Not churning. There's no churning going on. So but you can feel it soaking through because like when you sit on a plane or whatever.
You're like a slushy machine.
You feel like everything's just sort of sunk to the bottom.
Yes, but that's
so,
just the pressure.
Yeah, but then, no, not just, if you sat on a stool all day or whatever, then you get up and you're like, oh, that feels nice because everything gets moving again.
You're looking a bit pale, Joe. Oh, yeah. I can't really talk to you. All my blood is in my ankles.
Not all of it, but a lot of it.
It's then, like from your knees down, it's just full of blood. And the rest of you is just like a shell. You're like a snake skin.
Completely
what? Straight through, Joe. Yeah, he's been sitting down for a while.
Yeah, his legs are the size of tree trunks.
Happens at night as well. Mm. Oh, yeah, I heard about him. They call him rotisserie sleeper.
But you know what I mean? It just feels nice.
No,
doesn't it?
No one knows what you mean.
Well, try it tonight. Lay on one side.
I know what you mean by having a side that's comfortable. Yes, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
No, but when that side gets uncomfortable. Right, try it tonight. Everyone listen, try it tonight. Lay in bed on one
Joe,
side.
Joe, what's wrong, Joe? Go back to sleep. Oh, my blood's on the wrong side.
Just lay in bed for 10, 15 minutes on one side. Not on your back or anything like that.
Oh,
completely on one side. Don't move much. And then, like, really think about it. Then flip over and see how it feels.
Mm.
You'll be surprised.
How will I have the strength to flip over with only half of my body working?
Just roll. Just let gravity take its toll. Just sort of lay back and roll and just go with it.
No.
And before you know it, you'll be facing the other way.
I heard of this technique, right? And you're right, I do read too much.
But you play games and stuff before you go to sleep.
I don't. I haven't played games for ages. I'm working on the stuff of the show, man.
What was that
Not
thing?
All of us can go swanning off to Spain.
Yeah, only for a few days.
Well,
just a quick
back
trip.
Bragging about how hot it was.
Trippity trop.
How did your blood...
You asked me how it was. I wasn't bragging. You sent me an email saying, all right, mate, how was your holiday?
Yes.
What do you want me to say? Shut your face. I'm not bragging about it.
Your reply was, yeah, good, thanks. Like, thanks for asking.
Yeah, thank you.
It was brilliant. Better than you could have. Was your...
From now on, I'll record a little soundbite of me talking so you know how I'm putting it across.
Yeah, it would sound a bit like this.
I actually hate you. Yeah, probably. It'll just be that on a loop.
Yeah.
Mm, and then at the end, yeah, good holiday, thanks. Thanks a lot. Thanks for asking. You're no friend of mine.
But I was reading recently about like ways to sleep on your back.
Mm. Wow.
I learned to sleep
You've
on your
got
back.
Way too much time no. on your hands.
I can appreciate how it does sound like I have way too much time on
what
my hands.
What a niche subject.
But I really don't. Because I've injured my arm, and now I can't sleep with my arm bent because my hand goes to sleep. And with but that, the and the with that and the sleep wrinkle, shut up.
Halfway there.
That and you must know exactly what it's like. The entire one half of your body must go to sleep, completely devoid well,
kind of
all blood
of, yeah.
and substance.
Not so, no, it's all it's still all in there, but not
do you
as
look
much
like
as the
half
other side.
A person, like you're perfectly flat on one side, and then it's just your body, your half a body, your left side. Just looks weird.
No.
Yeah, I can't sleep with my arm bent now. Because my hand goes to sleep.
Until so you read this article, I
thanks
presume.
For that. But it's not going to work. It can take weeks to learn sleep just on your back.
Yeah,
plus
I can't
it's bad
it.
For your posture anyway.
Is it? Mm. What about on your face? lay on your front. Some people sleep on their front, don't they?
Yeah, but it's bad for your spine.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Because your head's turned to
curvature
the side.
Curvature of your spine.
But then it depends on when, like, if you've got what pillows you've got as well.
It's very spiny.
If you've got a lot of pillows, you can't lay on your front because your neck's bent back, isn't it?
If you've got a lot of pillows.
Mm-hmm. Imagine you've got, so two pillows.
Yes.
And then you lay completely on your front with your hands by your side and your face directly
forward.
All
your blood goes to your nose.
Yeah.
It goes to the tip of your nose.
Yeah, A, your nose is crushed, so you can't breathe properly.
And one other place.
And B, your neck's, like, your neck's crushed as well. So it's impossible.
Joe's been in bed. There's two yeah. two indentations in the bed where all his blood was concentrated.
Just pooled. His blood's been pooling for hours. This isn't Source Cast, by the way, if you've just started listening.
Yeah, you don't tune into a podcast.
Sometimes you do.
It's not live.
They might have stopped it just before that bit. And then next time they listen, it starts there.
I didn't say anything explicit.
Well, you were...
Suggested. It's
it,
a
yeah.
suggestive cast.
Very suggestive.
Anyway, the point is...
Can you sleep on your back now, then?
No.
No. Oh. Well, that was pointless then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So how do you sleep now, then, if your arm's knackered and
I don't
you
know,
can't sleep on one side?
Because it's from now on. It's knackered today, and no one cares.
Just sleep with it hanging out of the bed. Or cut a bit of your mattress out, like arm-shaped. Just let it hang in there.
What does that mean?
Just let it hang
no,
through.
It's the wrong side for that.
Hang through the
Let's
bed.
Get off this, because it's boring. So I went to... we've got a thing for this, haven't we?
Oh, jingle. Brilliant. You've actually got them queued up this week.
More or less. I just can't remember what the segment's called.
What is it? He's professional. Just tell me what the segment...
What's like- this? Oh.
Just tell me what the story is, and I'll tell you what the segment is.
Food.
Cretamonge?
Right, where's the Cretamonge?
He's unbelievably crap. Maybe I should just start doing this from now on.
I don't understand why it's not there.
Do you want me to just sing it?
Yeah.
I can't remember the words.
Starts with wood.
Would you something or other grande?
He actually hates the show.
Would you like it tall? Would you like it grande?
Yeah. How else is it going?
Cretamonge.
Nope. Would you like it tall? Would you like it grande? It's up to you. In the absolute peaches, meticulously constructed new feature.
Cretamonge.
Cretamonge.
As tuneful. If not more so.
Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't had a career in music, to be honest. Mm. At least, if not me singing, finding talent that is almost as good as me and producing it.
I don't know what any of that means. So, recently, for some reason, I've been rather lax.
Oh, yeah.
In my food preparation for work.
All right, okay.
Usually, I'm okay at it.
Mm.
Tend to prepare a lot of my meals.
Yeah.
Take them to work.
AKA, your wife prepares them for you.
AKA, we take it in turns.
Right. 90-10.
Yeah, she cooks, I eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
This is the 70s. You probably hate your mother-in-law as well, don't you?
don't get me started on her.
Yeah.
Go on.
No, just doing your bit.
Doing more funny jokes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. are you okay? Are you having a stroke or something? You seem like you can't concentrate.
I think all the blood's run out of one side of my face.
Because you've been sat down too long. Hmm. It's all in, it's all pulled
it's
in
all
your
gone into my
in
face,
legs.
Face line.
Oh, I saw it then, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you smile, it's more on that side.
Yeah.
Than it is that
Thank
side.
You. Yeah, it sucks, doesn't
wow.
it? Wow. That's probably permanent now.
Yeah, but you've got it on the other side as well. You say you never sleep on that side. So.
I don't.
Yeah, but...
I said to my wife? I said to my wife I was worried about
I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
When she finished laughing, yeah. She thinks I worry too much, right?
No, definitely not.
She says she knows someone who could give me Botox.
Wow. Just on one side?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you look fresh-faced on the left side... Haggard as hell.
I'll be like
right
a really
side.
Lame version of Two-Face from Batman.
Yeah, just a more sort of pretty version.
Well, one side of my face will look like the way your face looks when you're asleep, apparently, aka Skeletor from Mean Man.
Yeah, of course.
And the other side will look like a perfectly smooth peach.
Yeah, wow. Like, you forget it.
Good. I felt like you were on the edge of genius there, and
no,
it just eluded you
it
somehow.
Went. Yeah, it
So anyway,
does.
Food and... I've been going to this place, and I don't know why I would go to it, because it's terrible. Do you know of a place called Mexico?
You've talked about this before.
I have. Have you been there since?
No, I've never been there once.
And why have you never been there?
Because I don't want to go there.
But do you like Mexican food?
Yeah.
What do you mean,
It gives me a bit of a dicky tummy, if I'm honest.
Say dicky.
Which I've only found out recently, actually, because normally I'm all right. But then within the last 6 months or so... I've been eating sort of fajitas and stuff.
Yeah.
And the price I pay is not quite worth the deliciousness.
The price you're...
of the fajitas.
The price other people pay.
Yeah, exactly.
Share the bathroom with you.
Yeah. I can probably, you know, eat them fine if I was stuck on a desert island on my own. But as I'm in
a lot of animals,
polite society, yeah, there'll be bears around me.
Well, I go... It's really out of desperation because, to be honest, when you don't prepare food, you've got limited options. You're either going to buy disgusting sandwiches, which are disgusting... And there's a lady that comes into the office now and sells sandwiches.
Yeah, of course.
Which is, very convenient. Mm. But A, they're not very nice, really.
No.
They're okay.
Yeah.
But they're not great.
It's a sandwich at the end of the day, isn't
it? B, there's not enough filling.
No.
And for a man of my sheer brawn, I need more sussing in the pussing.
You don't want it too bready. That's why I don't like Subway.
Yeah.
Way too bready.
But I've been going to Subway as well.
Oh, dear. You are desperate.
And anyway, it's just... Like, they put the prices up and the size of the sandwiches down. Like, what are you doing?
They're doing it just to annoy you.
So, I mean, you've got an... You're in an office where people, apart from, like, do occasional work... go to the toilet and drink tea, they're more or less just eating. Like that, those are the things that they're doing all the time.
Yeah.
It must be pretty easy to do well in a place like that. But you're jacking the prices up and like the people are going to stop buying.
Times are hard though, aren't they?
I mean, I don't think bread's shot up in price recently, is it?
Well, I don't know. Don't buy much bread, to be honest.
Yeah, the bread fields of the... So I've been going to this place. Now, I like Mexican food. It's one of my favourite types of food.
Okay. Spicy.
I like spicy food.
Yeah.
And I like Indian food.
Yeah.
And I like spicy food. Mm. Trouble is, this Mexico place doesn't do spicy food. It does bland food. And yet it's a Mexican restaurant. Mm. Now, how do you make a Mexican restaurant... that does bland food? And I mentioned this to someone and they said, oh, well, it's the British. They just don't like spicy stuff, which for one is completely rubbish.
No.
Because Indian cuisine is pretty much like the national cuisine.
Yeah, girls don't like spicy food.
But if you go by any of like the Mexican restaurants in our area, almost all of them, like they don't give you hot food unless you ask for it.
Yeah, I know.
I don't care that, I mean, their argument would be, oh, yeah, we cater to families and all that stuff. Well, I don't want to go into a Mexican restaurant and see like a newborn baby trying to eat like a burrito.
No, of course not.
You know, a milk and mild cheddar burrito.
Yeah, no, of course not.
He doesn't belong in there.
No.
He's a newborn child.
Yeah.
Same goes for any children who can't handle it. Some children...
Or adults, for that matter.
Yeah, or adults.
Like you go into a restaurant that does, you know, apparently for spicy food,
yeah,
it'd be like, oof, like extra fiery hot sauce, be careful.
Yeah,
you order it, it's yeah. like peppered milk.
Well, I'm pouring it directly it's into pointless. My eyes. Yeah. I'm massaging it into my eyes.
Exactly, yeah. And not even weeping.
Not even.
No.
If anything, they feel better.
Yeah.
They feel invigorated yeah. for me.
Fresh. It's like spring water.
Why am I having to order... Like, for instance, so I go to this Mexico place and they charge extra for jalapenos.
What?
It's a Mexican... like deli.
Yeah.
What do you mean you charge you should be charging extra to extract the jalapenos yeah. out of every dish yeah. you do,
because surely that's
they're
that's
in there.
Ingredient number one,
that's the recipe.
Yeah, yeah.
It's jalapenos. Got jalapenos in it.
Yeah,
excuse me, has it got jalapenos in it? Of course it's got bloody yeah. jalapenos in it. Get out.
Yeah,
I don't want to see you in here again. What do you mean? Does it have yeah. chilies in it? It's a Mexican place. Yeah. You're insulting us. Please don't cross this line again. No. Instead, it's like... And they're just... You know, it's a bit like Subway, okay?
Yeah.
I think I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
The structure of it is similar to
conveyor
Subway.
Conveyor belt, isn't it?
You do bit, 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 yeah. bit. And at each of these stages, so you get the wrap... You get the rice, you get the meat, you get the vegetables, you get the chili sauce, you get the associated stuff. Like guacamole, pay extra. Jalapenos, pay extra. I'm sorry, what?
Why do you go to this place then?
Because I thought I'll give it one more go. Because the last time I went, I tried to do it in like a healthy-ish way, okay?
Right, okay.
So I didn't have sour cream, didn't have guacamole, didn't have whatever.
Yeah.
The hot and sweet sauce, whatever.
Mm.
So I thought I'd avoid the sugar
yeah.
and I'd avoid, you know, that all yeah. the crap, fat, extra fats.
Mm.
And it was the most bland thing. And what I asked for, I thought, I'll go for the filling, which is likely to have the most flavour. I won't yeah. go for the chicken because it's probably not going to be that spicy. What I'll go for is the slow-cooked, like, steak.
Yeah,
now, beautiful. If you've ever had slow-cooked steak, like chili con carne or whatever,
yeah.
there is just... It is exploding with taste.
Mm.
And why is that? Because it's been marinating in that for yeah. hours, maybe yeah. 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I'll go for that, and that will make up for the fact that I haven't got these other kind of things in it. I have a few chilies in it, and it will still be tasty. It was utterly devoid of any flavour.
But you wonder, how is that possible? Like, what are yes. they doing? I mean,
exactly.
They must just be getting it. Ordering something that's called a bag of slow-cooked steak or whatever. They're not actually doing anything to it. They get it frozen, cut open the bag, yeah. put it in the microwave. There you go, mate. Yeah,
no, I reckon they
that's
are.
Slow-cooked steak there.
Yeah, but no, I think they are buying it in and cooking it, but the difference is that it's being slow-cooked. By slow-cooked, what they mean is under the hot lamps on the counter for the entire working day. Mm,
in lukewarm water.
Yes, in lukewarm water. And... they wouldn't even spill a salt shaker near it to add some flavour. And you taste it and you think, actually, I'm quite impressed that you've managed to not only impart any flavour to this beef, but you've actually managed to rob it of any taste that
yeah.
beef would normally have,
yeah.
even without spices.
That's unbelievable.
And so this time I thought, right, I'm going all out this time.
Yeah,
I'm going to chuck everything in it and let's give them one more go.
Yeah. Maybe you're a bit quick to judge.
I don't think I was, but I thought maybe it's a bad batch or whatever. Yeah. So I thought, okay, I'll do it again. So I thought, I didn't have much time. I thought, let's just get this over with. So I went up to the lady. It's all women working there for some reason. I don't know why.
Sexist.
And so she comes up to me and looks up at me and I go...
Cross-eyed.
All right. And she goes, oh, what can I get you? And I said this. I said, could I have a... slow-cooked steak bowl, please, with coriander rice, chunky salsa, and jalapenos, sour cream. She was like, yep. So she picked up the bowl. She was like, is that takeaway? I was like, yeah, takeaway, please, yeah. So I picked up the bowl. She goes, right, what kind of rice would you like?
Oh,
I was like, coriander rice. She's like, okay. I'm like, she's looking at me. The slow-cooked... slow-cooked steak. Yeah. Cool. Can I have some vegetables with that? Oh, yeah, sure, can you? I'll have some jalapenos as well. Go to the next bit. Next bit is sauces and salsa. Looks at me.
I said, oh, chunky salsa, and then just a jalapeno speech. Does the chunky salsa. Do you want cheese? I was like, no, I'm fine. And she starts to hand it to the person on the checkout. I'm like, I've said jalapenos like 3 times now.
Yeah. Was she English?
You're in a Mexican restaurant. You should be pelting me with jalapenos.
Was she Mexican? Though,
no, I don't know what she was.
No. Well, that's obvious. I thought,
that's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, even if this
You should have
tastes,
walked out there and then, not even tasted
this
it.
This could taste like manna from heaven. You will not find me as a living... You will not find me with blood in either side of my body inside that premises ever again.
But you should have just walked out there and then. When she said, do you want cheese? And you said no. And then she passed it to the next woman. You should have just said, you know what?
See you later.
Forget it. I'm off somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, go to the supermarket and make your own or something.
Yeah, I will.
Because it's not worth it. It's not worth the hassle. Well, and you're paying point? For that as
what
well.
What is the point?
It's a hassle getting it.
Yeah.
Then you pay for it.
Yeah.
Probably over the odds. And then you eat it.
Oh, way over. I was like $5.95.
And you feel dissatisfied.
$5.95, no chilies.
Yeah. $5.95, bring your own spice.
$5.95, served by someone with the brain of a chili.
Yeah, yeah. She was a chili.
And to make matters worse, the person I was with got like a bowl, which was twice the size of the bowl I had. For no discernible reason.
Maybe they listened to the show and they heard your first review. They're like, here he comes again. Well, I did something nice today.
Go on.
At lunch. While you were, wallowing in misery at the Mexican restaurant. I went to the gym and then went and got some food myself. But on my way there... I passed a young man who was sat in a little underpass and he was homeless. And normally...
You got 20p, mate?
He did say, you got any change, mate?
Hey, old mate!
I said, nah, sorry, mate. And this which is my...
Did he say this?
Hey, old...
And I said, yeah, all right, mate. He went and he said...
Hey, old mate!
And I said, yeah, I'm all right. You all
what
right?
What do you mean? You're right. He didn't say you're
said,
right.
I say A up, but hello.
He just said A up.
Hey, yeah. Old mate!
And I said, all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Then what happened?
Then he said...
Hey, old mate!
Why are you
such
saying...
Such an idiot.
Why are you saying...
Such an idiot. Why
that must be so strange to watch.
Yeah.
You just say, hey up, mate, to each other.
Yeah, all right.
Repeatedly.
All right, hey up.
Yeah.
All right.
Why?
Up. Hey, old mate. All right, mate.
Hey, old mate, how you doing?
Yeah, so we asked for change. Yeah. And then...
You got 20p, mate?
Just general change, not specific.
Did he say 20p?
No, he wasn't specific. Yeah. Just anything.
Did he say... did he sound like this?
Excuse me, mate. Do you happen to have... HP for the bus shelter?
He was the bus shelter. He wasn't an old man from the 1920s.
Do you have... 23p for the bus shelter.
No. And the bus shelter's free anyway.
Why
what are you on
why
about?
Why is it the bus shelter?
It's not the bus shelter, is it?
I don't know. I don't make the rules.
The homeless shelter.
Right, so he said, hey, mate, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Have you got any money?
Specific amount of money.
Well,
yes.
You didn't even look down.
I looked at him.
You didn't say a word. You didn't look at him.
I did look at him.
You looked at him at the side of your face.
No, I looked.
Did you turn your head?
I looked him dead in the eye.
Sound like you.
Didn't stop walking, though.
You kicked him dead in the eye.
carried on walking. And I said, nah, sorry, mate. Standard response, my normal response to everyone. Yeah. So I carried on walking.
Did you pat your pockets as well? Because some people do that.
No.
Which is actually quite hilarious.
No, I didn't. Oh,
sorry.
Well, I thought I had money in here, but... no. Sorry, mate. Pull your pockets inside out. I wish I could.
Yeah.
I wish I could.
I'm skint myself, mate.
I was just about to ask you the same thing. Oh, anyway, no, I just said, sorry, mate, carried on walking. And as I got past him, I thought to myself, you know what? I could spare a bit of change.
Yeah.
It's freezing today. Absolutely. Yeah. It's been freezing the last few days.
Yeah.
Like ice cold.
It has been.
And I thought if I was sat there.
It snowed, actually.
Yeah. I thought if I was sat there like he was. You know, I'd love it if someone just gave me a bit of cash or something.
Yeah.
But I thought, I won't give him any money. I'll go to the gym. And afterwards, I'm going into the shop anyway. they've got a McDonald's in there.
Yeah.
So I bought him a little meal, like chicken nuggets.
Yeah, that was nice of you.
Sauce and stuff. Yeah. A cup of coffee.
But how do you know he's still going to be
fries.
There?
Fries. Well, I thought if he's not there, I'll eat him a cent.
Yeah.
yeah, because sometimes they're there for lunch and then they disappear. Yeah. So I walked back, gave it to him. I said, here you go, mate. I got your coffee and some food in there. Yeah. Said, I hope you like chicken nuggets. He goes, oh, yeah, I love them. He said, oh, thanks, mate, thanks. I said, nah, don't worry about
it. That was really nice.
So then, yeah, did my good deed for the day.
Then you were like, it's $2.50.
Yeah, I said, so...
Yeah, that ain't free.
Give me that change that you got in that...
You're paying for this.
That pot there.
Just one way or another.
Oh, nice. So, I thought that probably made his day a little bit. So I kind of thought, you know, I should probably help people a little bit more.
We should do a new segment. Joe brags about how generous he is.
Well, I'm not bragging.
Wow.
I'm just saying... Mm. That, you know,
throwing his money around.
Did my well, the thing was, his lunch cost twice as much as the lunch that I bought for myself.
I'm joking. That was very kind of you.
I spent £2 on my lunch, £4 on his.
Yeah.
Don't even know his name.
Yeah. So, think of the trans fats as well that he wouldn't have. Well, exactly.
But those trans fats will keep him nice and warm for the coming day.
No, that's really nice.
So I thought I'll try and do that a little bit more.
But that reminds me of a story that I told on this show probably 5 years ago.
Yours had more of a sour outcome though, didn't it?
Yeah, do you remember?
Yeah. So surprisingly, when you do it, doesn't work out
so
well.
I summarise it again?
When I do it, it's fine.
For new listeners?
Yeah, why not?
Basically, in a nutshell, same situation. Hey up, mate, how you doing? Didn't even ask me how I was doing. Yeah. I would have been great. I would have been nice if you said, how was I doing? Yeah, but no, it was just, hey up, mate, money. I did have money, but let's face it.
Of course, you always have money.
There's a level of trust. And you've seen those posters which say, police, please don't give money to beggars.
Exactly, that's why I gave him food.
Because it makes the problem worse.
Yeah.
I don't know if I totally buy into that. That's the trouble I think most of us have. Why is it we don't know generally as a society whether it is or isn't? Why is it so shrouded in mystery?
We've lost the humanity.
What people do, what they actually do with it. Maybe it isn't. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe everyone is always spending it on booze and drugs.
Maybe
that is 100% the problem. And people that aren't out begging. Yeah. They're in a shelter or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't mean to sound kind of, unsympathetic. That's not what I'm trying to come across. I'm just saying, honestly, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do. I feel uncomfortable, like you obviously did. I feel uncomfortable as well.
Yeah.
Because I do want to help people, but on the other hand, I don't want to be responsible for making their problem actually worse.
Yeah, exactly.
So what the hell do you do?
Yeah.
And so most people, I guess, are reduced to thinking, well, at least I can give them food and they're definitely going to get something out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, with that in mind, I had a sandwich which I didn't want, which was basically I said
half eaten.
I said no, it wasn't half eaten. No,
opened.
It wasn't open.
Okay,
I think it was like two halves of a baguette or something. Someone who listens to the show a lot would be able to tell me. But anyway, the point is, I said, I've got this sandwich here if you want it. And he was like, what flavour? What's in it? And that took me aback. First of all, I thought, well, calories. You know, life-giving sustenance.
So you're already like, oh no, forget it.
I said, well,
you have it all.
But I was a bit maybe like now I'd be like, we'll get stuff then, jog on, carry on eating like cigarette butts or whatever you people eat.
Wow.
And I said, well, it's tuna. He said, well, I don't like tuna. Okay. See you later then. What? And that's always kind of stayed with me.
Yeah. But I mean,
and then there's the other story where I gave the guy some food out of KFC and he was sat outside KFC. I went in, got him some food, gave it to him. As I was standing there with with food and the Diet Pepsi for him, this woman comes over, starts shouting at him, or arguing with him, having a go at him, saying, you know, all sorts of stuff. I think, well, I'm getting out of this. I'll just give him his food and go. So I put the Diet Pepsi down on the floor, put the food down on the floor next to me, looked up to me and said, thanks, mate. She kicks the Pepsi over, splashes all over me. I'm covered in Pepsi. That's what I get.
Yeah.
That's an absolutely true story.
See,
I was just standing there going,
what's just
this happened. Is what I deserve.
But things like this always happen to you when you try and help. I mean, I don't help people that often, which is why I'm trying to, you know, turn over a new leaf and think, try and help people a bit more.
Yeah.
But when I do it, it seems fine. It seems okay.
Maybe,
you know,
I don't know.
Nothing bad happens to me.
Maybe I've got bad karma.
But I don't know. Maybe you're just unlucky. I think maybe you have to pick and choose who you help. Because this guy I helped today was, his little face looked, he looked a bit forlorn.
Did he look actually grateful?
He did, yeah. When I gave it to him, he's like, oh, thank you. Thanks so much. And then I saw him again later on in the day.
Yeah. He was like, excuse me, where's my lunch?
And I just sort of nodded to him like, and he said, oh, thanks again. Like, and I was like, oh, don't worry, man.
You got any money?
Yeah.
I sort of gave you that.
And then he just followed me around here, like followed me all the way to
your
house.
He's on my sofa now.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Yeah, your fridge will be empty by the time you get. And any antiques you've got. Yeah. Any silverware. The good silverware will be gone.
I haven't got any good silverware.
Do people still have good silverware?
I don't.
And good, like, crockery and
stuff? Well, it's like we were saying earlier, I've got a dining room, but I don't want it. I'm knocking the wall through.
You don't dine.
Because people don't have dining rooms.
No.
I mean, yeah, you don't dine.
No.
We don't. My wife and I don't sit at either end of a very long table with candelabras.
That's it. Like these days, especially if you don't have a family, you don't need a room specific to dining, do you?
No.
It's like having a reading room or whatever. You don't need that because you can do it anywhere. You can dine while you're walking around the
house. I would like a room, a library with books and whiskey and cigars.
Yeah.
I would like that,
that
very
would
much.
Be nice. A study.
If you will.
Yeah. A study would be nice.
Where a drawing room.
The walls are covered in books and you need one of those ladders on the wheels
that
you can slide across to look at the books.
Yeah.
And there's all, you know, any information you want. You don't need the internet because you've got books on the subject.
Yeah. They're all out of date, though.
Yeah, of course they are. They're all wrong. The Earth's flat.
They're not real. It's just a fascia. It just looks like tons of encyclopedias.
Yeah. And one of them, when you pull it, it's like
Batcave.
Secret door, yeah.
That's
what you really want.
Now, shall I?
Yeah, go ahead.
In recent shows, I have mentioned a gentleman goes to a gym near me.
Yeah, right, we get it. You go to the gym. Jeez.
Well, the gym I go to. Clearly I go to the gym.
Yeah. Don't we know
it? Isn't
it
funny how things change?
Don't we know it?
Isn't it funny how things change, Joe?
Yeah. Used to slag me off for going to the gym.
I did used to slag you off.
Oh, he's always flexing. Look at him. He's oiled up. Now look at you.
Well, that brings me on to something, actually. So I'll tell you the gym story in a minute. There was a... Yeah, you're right. We did used to do that. And in fact, I used to tease you about it quite a lot.
Yes, you did.
And we've actually captured part of that in a song over the years. I'm just trying to track it down now. I'm desperately trying to kind of fill time while I dig out this thing. Maybe you could talk while I do this.
Oh, me?
Well, yeah, you are... You're also a member of the show, aren't you?
Well, I just thought I'd leave you to wallow in your own unhappiness.
Good. He's completely incompetent.
Can read your story if you want. Do a bit of news watch.
No, here we go. I've got it.
Fill in the time.
So over the years, we've put together these mostly me. Joe's done one or two. And we've also had some given in by fans, which are like segments of the show set to a song. And I love them.
I love them.
And people love them.
Yeah.
We all love them.
The millions.
And we've actually got loads of them now.
Mm.
And we had an idea recently that we put them into an album.
Yeah.
Or actually a two-part album.
Like a soundtrack, if you will.
And because they're just great. And you can just listen to them all in a row and relive classic moments from The Peach in a musical way.
Yeah.
So here's one example.
You're selling that well. I like
this
it.
This is from... ages ago, years ago, literally. I speak for itself, really.
You've gone all red face.
I'm so annoyed.
You can see where I'm coming from.
You just sabotage. I don't think you mean to, but
I'm
you
not
just.
Sabotaging.
I don't think you do it deliberately, but you're just sabotaging things.
Why?
Thank you. The fact that I've got more knowledge than you, I don't think you should feel threatened by that to the point that you have to insult me.
I certainly don't feel threatened by your knowledge of chat rooms.
Well, I think you do. I mean, the it seems to me the extent of your knowledge is, you know, what weight to place on the end of the dumbbell again. Yes. And that's it. And any extra knowledge I have, you criticise me for knowing. You say, oh, I'd hate to know that.
Like that.
I just don't know what's next for us.
Never in my life have I gone,
I don't think there's 1 million listening. I think there's less than 1 million.
You're not human, are you? You switch from human to non-human in a split second.
I am sweating. There is literally sweat pouring off my brow. And all the beefcakes down the gym. You all talk like that. You're like, oh yeah. You're like,
oh, while we're doing weights.
Yeah. Do you want to go to Costa after this? Yeah. What's your favourite frappuccino?
Nice synth rhythm on that as well.
And that's not even one of the good ones.
Still good though. So, how times have changed.
There's tons of those, and I've compiled 10 of them into an album that I call Music of the Peach.
Others call it that too.
Volume 1.
Oh.
Mm. So
there's a clue there.
Gives you a little clue.
Little teaser.
Volume 1.
Oh.
And it's going to be available free to download.
Free? Right?
$3.99.
You get that for free?
Okay, completely free. No 99.
Wow.
It's going to be available free to download. Mm. And all you have to do to get it is subscribe to our brand new spanking, may or may not include spanking, email newsletter.
Wow. That sounds like a good deal to me.
Yeah. Well, don't make it cheesy. it's going to be available in advance to email newsletter subscribers, right?
But how do you subscribe to that newsletter, Ben?
How do I subscribe
to that newsletter?
How do you...
Sucker and suck attack.
Well, first of all, let me preface why we're doing an email newsletter.
Oh, okay.
Right? A, we think we're pretty cool dudes. And cool dudes need newsletters, right?
Groovy cats.
B... we basically need it. Podcasting is one of those weird mediums where the only reliable way we can get in touch with our listener base is basically by a podcast like this.
Yeah.
Via audio.
Right now.
Trouble with this is it's quite hard to show you stuff, like cool stuff we're doing.
Yeah.
Especially as you might be running or cycling or work or whatever while you're listening to this. By the time you finish work or whatever you're doing, you've probably forgotten.
It's also hard to know if you've actually listened to what we're saying.
Yeah, well, almost certainly not. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
But an email newsletter means that actually you don't miss out on a load of stuff that we've been doing, like YouTube stuff we've been doing, new T-shirts that we bring out.
Yep.
All sorts of stuff basically that goes on the site and in the Peach universe. Stuff like the Cret House. Like, that's really buzzing now. There's always loads of good content on there. And there's some people in there have really sort of taken up the mantle of running it. I mean, the Cret House, by the way, is a Facebook group, which is basically run by the fans.
Yep.
And a lot of the show content now actually comes out of that. So it's really cool. But a lot of people who listen to the show won't know what that even is.
No, we've got things like Peach Extracts on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. All that kind of stuff that doesn't really get visibility to anyone, and that's just because Facebook, to keep it a long story short, basically completely shafted everyone. They changed something whereby even if you like a Facebook page, you don't get to see the content they put out. You only get a small handful of the people that like their page get to see it.
Yeah.
unless the people that run that Facebook page, aka us, pay Facebook a load of money, and then you might see what we post. And even then, you only might see what we post, which is completely mental.
So basically, we're just going to have, you know, we think doing a newsletter will be an easier way for us to show you what we're doing, and you won't miss anything.
Well, you don't have to do anything,
first of all.
No, of course not.
and you won't miss out on anything. So if you like the show, you're going to get updated on what we're doing and not just get miles behind.
Yeah.
And stuff, you won't miss out on stuff like if we do discounts on the store, and I'll come back to that in a minute, or anything that's like limited time, you won't miss out on that because you didn't listen to the podcast.
Exactly.
Let's say you're a few episodes behind on the podcast, which everyone, like I'm a few episodes behind on the podcast that I listen to.
Yeah.
It's quite rare, and statistics show this, that people are actually right on the latest episode all the time. Some people are, but most people aren't. So you're basically missing out. If we announce a meetup, you might completely miss out on that.
Exactly.
You know, we've been talking about doing a meetup this year. You'd miss out on that and the arrangement of that if you just went by the podcast. So basically what we're trying to do is transition away from Twitter and Facebook. We're still going to have them, but they're just so unreliable. And what we want to do is have a strong like connection to the fans, because basically listeners are the only thing that is meaningful about doing this.
They keep us going.
Like, we wouldn't be sitting here talking to each other for this amount of time. We did all our small talk within the first 10 minutes when we saw each other. Yeah. After that, it pretty much dried up.
Pointless, isn't it? Like, meet each other, bit of small talk.
Done.
Oh, this is awkward. Let's do the podcast, really?
Yeah.
God, it's please. Just, God, yeah. I can't. This tension is just too much.
Yeah, I was begging my wife not to leave the house, so we'd be left alone. Anyway, so long story long, and we're setting up this email newsletter. It looks very shiny and nice and professional.
It is.
The idea is that it'll only be like once a week or something, so you don't have to worry that we're going to like flood your inbox.
Not going
to spam
you.
No one wants that. But once a week, I think it's fine, because we do a show once a week.
Exactly.
So it'll give you a chance to kind of see what kind of stuff's going on. And maybe once a week, maybe once every couple of weeks, but probably no more than that, really.
No.
We'll say no more than once a week, at least to start with.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to annoy people. We just want to take the power back. Facebook has basically, it helped us a lot build up the audience to start with.
Yeah.
But now it's completely robbing us of that.
Exactly. So.
And it's really unfair. So I really encourage everyone. I know for a fact that a lot of people listen to this show. Okay. So really, we should be getting quite a few people signing up to this email newsletter when we put this out. And the email newsletter will be live on our website when you hear this. When you hear this, you can go to theabsolutepeach.com. A little box will come up and it will just be one box. Put your email address in there and hit subscribe. That's it done. And you'll also see the things that you get for subscribing in there.
Yeah.
Which brings me on to the next thing.
Free stuff.
Apart from all the stuff I just told you about, we're actually incentivizing it as well, because... well, why not?
We're nice like that.
Like, well, it's nice when you get stuff for doing stuff. Even though it's a tiny thing like putting your email address in, you're still kind of making a commitment in a way. So we've come up with some cool things that you'll get just literally by subscribing to the email newsletter, right? One is that album, which I just told you about. And you're going to get a link to that that no one else can access unless they're an email newsletter subscriber.
Yep.
That's it. We might release it later in the future, but you're going to get a special advance view.
Right now, you can get it.
Yeah, and you can download it and listen to all of them and put it on your iPod. It's got a nice iTunes album art. I spent time doing that. It's a little kind of Pink Floyd parody thing. It's a nice thing, okay? So you're going to get that. You're going to get an exclusive podcast, which no one's going to hear, and no one's ever going to hear that except for you're signed up to the newsletter.
Yep.
Right? That's not even going in tapas. So if you're listening to this and you're a tapas subscriber, you still need to get on the email newsletter for this, right? We're still going to, of course, you're still going to get your tapas content, but this is a special one. This is how important it is to us, to me.
To us?
That we move off of Facebook. It's not about just getting a database of email addresses. It's about getting the power off of Facebook and us being able to kind of cultivate our own community. Because I think that's the future of the show. So that's that. So you're going to get that. And also, we're going to do a store discount on all of our shirts. Special discount code, again, newsletter subscribers only. And we're going to do that for like a limited period. And then what we'll probably do is do intermittent offers and discounts and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
That, again, we'll only promote through the newsletter. And so you'll only get those things through the newsletter. Now, who knows what we could do? We could do exclusive limited edition shirts. I reckon we could do more exclusive shows, maybe. Yeah. I don't want to do a huge amount of that because that's really what Tapas is about. But for this instance, we will do that because I just think,
it's nice.
Why not?
Yeah, give back a little.
So if you get free show, free album, free store discount, and all you've got to do is go to theabsolutepeach.com and sign up to the email newsletter, and that's it.
Simple as that.
So please do that, because it's going to be awesome. I'm really excited about it, and I think it's kind of one of the ways that we're going to really kind of improve the show.
Yeah,
going forward. So there you go.
Help us to help you.
Help us to help you
in a way.
So yeah,
Newswatch.
Get on and do that, please.
News watch.
You got 20p, mate.
Teenager cut off his own hand because he was addicted to the internet.
Then the news watch.
Watch, watch, watch.
I did hear about this, actually.
Really? Yeah. So it's true?
Yeah.
All right. A teenager was rushed to hospital after he chopped off his own hand in a desperate attempt to cure his internet addiction.
Mm.
The 19-year-old web junkie from the city of Nantong, China, left a message for his mother in his bedroom before sneaking out of the family home with a kitchen knife.
Come on.
Now, far be it from me to, advocate cutting off your own hand. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to do it, don't use a kitchen knife.
I would be inclined to agree.
Use something more, I don't know, like a chainsaw or circular saw.
Or, alternatively, go on.
Guillotine.
Yeah.
Don't know where you'd find one of those these days.
Or just don't chop off your hand, you maniac.
Yeah, because how's that really going to help? Because you can just use your other hand, can't you? Yeah,
exactly. That's why this guy's clearly got some issues.
Unless he was going to try cutting off his other hand with his, like, you put the knife in your mouth and then saw it off.
You wouldn't be able to do that.
Or your feet.
You'd have to get someone else to cut the other hand off.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, must hurt, though.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Do you reckon it would hurt?
A little bit. Sting a bit. The teen, identified only as, and I don't know if this is real or not.
One-armed Willy.
No, this bit. Well, close.
One-armed Chang.
The teen, identified only as Little Wang.
Come on.
Hacked off his left hand at the wrist, once safely out of sight, leaving it on the ground before calling a taxi to take him to A&E.
He's mental.
Now...
Well, what? He's left his hand on the ground, or the knife on the ground?
The hand. Just left it there. But then he's called a taxi, which must have taken him a while if he's using his other hand to, like, phone, you know, because...
Imagine if the phone was in his other pocket. That would be annoying, wouldn't it?
Oh, cool, yeah. You couldn't get
it. It's always so annoying to get it out.
And he had tight jeans on.
Yeah.
Like, with a real deep pocket. He couldn't get him out.
I can't believe I didn't think this through at all.
Oh.
Planned all this, chop off my own hand. I mean, think about this for literally days.
You just cut it out with a knife, though.
Wrong jeans on.
Just cut a hole in the pocket with a knife.
We don't want to scratch the screen.
Oh, that's true, yeah. You could just cut the pants off completely, turn them upside down, get the phone out, call, then while you're waiting for the taxi to come, put the pants back on.
Yeah.
And then...
Get a swan to eat them off.
Only if they're made of bread.
Huh?
That's niche.
Niche.
We cannot accept what's happened, said the boy's mother, who declined to be identified. Of course she did. She's known as Big Wang. It was completely out of the blue. He was a swan.
Old man, no hands.
The woman said at around 11 p.m. she realised he had disappeared after finding the note, which read, "Mum, I've gone to the hospital for a while."
Again, now, interesting question.
Oh, yeah.
Was that... Did he cut off his good hand? I presume he cut off his good hand,
I would imagine.
Right?
His gaming hand.
Because your good hand is the hand you use for the mouse.
His mouse hand, yeah.
So, in that case, he probably wrote it with his non-writing hand.
I don't know. I think he wrote the note before... He cut his hand off.
Doesn't specify that.
Well, yeah.
Does it?
He's not going to cut his hand off and then write a note, is he?
Well, he said, "I'm off to A&E." He wasn't. He's only off to A&E after he's cut it off.
Yeah, but that's just what he wrote to her.
Well, seems all... The tense is all off.
He should have written,
"I'm going to cut my hand off and then go to A&E."
Yeah. Well, why would he just leave that middle bit out? It's not important.
It's quite important.
No, just get to the end.
Did he say what had happened? He just said he'd gone to A&E.
Just gone to the hospital.
Right.
See, if I read that, I'd be like... Oh, he probably wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
Well, I better go and check if he's all right.
Yeah.
Get there, he's hacked his own hand off.
Yeah.
What a nutter.
Where's your hand? It's on the floor in my room.
Yeah.
It's on the... What? What do you mean it's on the floor in your room?
What, do you have an accident? No. Just wanted to cut it off.
Cut it off, yeah.
I'm on the internet too much, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, you could probably just do other things to stop going on the internet. Just throw your computer away.
You got the internet on your phone. Where are you? You can still use your phone.
Oh, yeah, call the taxi with it.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
I was going to tell you, but tomorrow I'm going to cut the internet off anyway because I can't afford it. Sorry, I meant to tell you, but I was busy.
A bit busy, yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, they're shutting the internet down around here, the internet service provider we've got. We've only got one because it's China. It's a remote area. They're actually shutting down and not coming back, so we won't have internet here anymore. And I knew you'd be annoyed because you're always on it.
But I thought, well, you know, we can't afford it, so
yeah,
needs must.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather put food on the table than play World
Warcraft.
And I thought,
I'll give you one more night of fun and enjoy it rather than worry you.
Yeah, what's the harm?
Because I know what you get like. You kind of do, you know, make a big deal out of it, do something drastic. I didn't want you to do anything drastic, is my point.
Mm. Incredibly, surgeons at a local university hospital managed to reattach the hand.
Well, it was seen his bedroom. What do you mean?
No, it was on the floor, on the pavement.
Oh, it was outside?
Yeah, he went outside, chopped his hand off, left it on the floor.
Oh, he chopped it out of outside?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Imagine seeing that. You're walking a dog or whatever. You're like, da-da-da, come on, Fido, let's go. Oh no. Yeah. And you see some guy, some kid.
Fido, put that down. No, Fido, stop eating that.
Managed to reattach the hand after police recovered it, but said they could not guarantee full mobility would return.
Mm. So he doesn't want it to return, does he?
Well,
was he going, no, don't do it, I just chopped that off. Do you know how much that hurt?
Maybe a hot chopping it off.
Do you know how much it's going to... Exactly. Yeah. That's going to suck to chop that off again. How dare you?
Symptoms of internet addiction range from regularly absconding from school to living in almost entirely in a virtual universe and hardly ever leaving the bedroom.
To dismembering.
That just sounds like a normal,
more rare symptom.
That just sounds like a normal teenager.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not internet addiction, is it?
Well,
and plus they're talking about...
I think I'm probably internet addicted.
Are you?
I'm always looking at my phone, Facebook and
Twitter.
Yeah,
you are always looking at your phone.
I think most people are to a degree.
But you always get your phone out, flick it or look at it, put it back in your pocket.
Do you know what? Yeah,
2 minutes later, you'll do the same thing.
That's true. And do you know what? That's why I deleted Facebook.
Yeah.
I've just got the Pages app so I can see Facebook page.
Yeah.
Groups and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I deleted the application because I don't need to see any more babies.
Yeah, that's it. Pointless.
Okay, another baby. Oh, cool. Mm. What's that? Oh, what are you doing? Oh, just putting food in the baby's mouth. Oh, cool. Yeah. I heard they did that. Yeah. That's quite interesting, isn't it? Oh, what? It goes right up their nose. Does it mix with the snot? Oh, I can see that it does. That's fantastic.
Mm.
What's that? Oh, they're so cute. Yeah. In a way, they're cute.
In another way, they look like aliens.
Yeah.
Why is there a teat in the picture? Don't put that on Facebook.
Yeah.
Keep that for the family album.
Kind of teat. What do you mean? Like the bottle top.
The mother's teat.
No one calls them teats.
Why not?
Is there teats in the picture?
What picture?
Have you seen that?
No, but I imagine.
Have you seen teats?
Sometimes they probably are. Like,
do they have those?
Well, babies first.
Do they have those online?
Babies first feed. Yeah, I think so. Some places you can get them.
Really?
They're normally pixelated out there.
Teat watch.
Teat watch. To teat what? Got 20 teats, mate.
20 is far too many for anyone.
Two at the very most.
Did you hear about the woman who was claiming she had a third?
What, a third teeth?
She spent $20,000 having a third breast.
Why?
Implanted.
What, in the middle?
Yeah.
Why would you bother with that?
Because she must have really, really liked Total Recall.
Doesn't look good though, does it?
Look, Jasmine Tridevil, Tridevil, which is not a real name.
Oh dear, man. That does not look good.
Claims to have paid $20,000. Of course it's on the Daily Mail. Yeah, I didn't need to say that because it's obvious.
You know it is already.
Oh, by the way, that reminds me. I had an idea for a new segment.
Oh, yeah. It should be good.
Oh, and by the way, it's the last show of the series.
Brilliant. Save it for next series.
Hold on. Getting kind of all muddled up here.
Don't tease it. You're always muddled up.
It's because this show is very flea-throwing.
Wow. Unbelievable.
You know, that's what they're like about us, really. Anyway, long story short, she had three, turned out to be fake. So this is the last show of the series, but we're not, in a way it's the end, but in another way it's not. In the way it's more like the beginning.
Not taking a break, are we?
No, because we always take breaks. People are like, oh, don't take a break. And then watch something else.
Yeah. So we're listening. We're listening this time.
We're going to keep going now.
Mm.
So we're launching the newsletter. Get on with that. And we're going to be releasing a new show probably next week. Keep it going nice and smooth. But we still like our... well, we could.
Okay. There's
a couple of other things I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, don't worry. Yeah, you're right, Joe. Okay, let's do the outro.
Brilliant.
Slick.
Very slick.
Real slick.
Very slick.
See, now I'm under pressure of time.
Yeah, but that's what I like. I like seeing you under pressure.
Quick,
do it.
Can't remember what I was going to say.
Newsletter.
I had an idea for a new segment. So we'll pick that up next week.
Yeah.
Look out for that brand new segment idea. I think you're going to absolutely love it.
Brand new for Series 11.
Lap it up.
Yeah,
Series 11.
Yeah.
So, here come the plugs. Now, we're not going to plug a lot of things anymore. We've decided.
No.
Here's what we're going to plug. TheAbsolutePeach.com. That has got everything on it.
Just go to it.
If you're new to the show, there are hundreds of shows on there.
Check it out.
There's also Tapas. That's how you can support the show. £3 per month. It helps to keep us going, pays our bills.
You can see that on the website.
We upgraded our servers, which is more expensive, but they're much faster. Hopefully you'll get the benefit of that experience.
TechWatch.
Sign up to our email newsletter. Again, theabsolutepeach.com. Put your email address in the box. Subscribe. You will not be sorry. Think of all the cool stuff you're going to get. See you next time.
See you later.